stuck at home, not traveling around or exploring Bali, I'm actually really enjoying the opportunity to get into a routine and focus on my business. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I already miss traveling, but oh my God, I am productive. I get things done like you won't believe it. I get so much done right now, and it's all down to my weekly planning and scheduling. It hasn't always been like this. I've always been very organized when I was still employed. I mean, I was a project manager. But when I started working for myself, I wanted to enjoy my newfound freedom and let go a little bit of processing and planning. This wasn't a good idea. In hindsight, I was essentially running my business like a hobby, without any plans or systems in place. And while this was fun, I realized soon that I was overwhelmed by to-dos quickly without being really productive. And I never seemed to find enough time to work on developing my business further. So, while I know that setting up productivity strategies and tools can seem just a bit boring, they really helped me find more freedom in my work. If you are curious how I plan my week to get there, stay tuned. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reicher, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. I used to go into the week with little idea of how the days would be unfolding. If I did any planning, I wrote a jumbled list of tasks. The problem with this approach is that you quickly end up just working on your to-do list and getting lost in the nitty-gritty jobs without any time to work on your business and moving it forward. It's also not very motivating when you have a never-ending to-do list without any chance of ever seeing get everything done. When I was working like this, I constantly felt overworked and stressed out because there was still so much to do. It never ended. And at the same time, my business wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't seeing results. I had all those big plans and dreams, but I felt that I didn't have time for them because I was stuck in running the day-to-day tasks. So while in theory it was all flowy and I was working with my intuition on what I felt like, it stressed me out. Thank God there came a time where I needed to earn more money and I decided to get serious about my business, get my act together and create a plan. Yep, not only to-do list, but a proper plan with projects and tasks and timings. And I'm obsessed with it. I really am a planner at heart, and asana is my choice of drug. Okay, that's maybe a bit much, but really, I love asana. If you don't know what I'm talking about, asana is a free tool that you can sign up for online if you go to asana.com. That's asana like yoga pose, like yoga asana, asana.com. I use the free plan and it's amazing. I really can't believe it's free sometimes and I would actually happily pay for it, but the payment plans really only make sense when you have a small team because you have to pay for at least 3 team members. The good news is that the features in the free plan are really all I need. And the same applies for you. Sign up for the free plan and get started and organize all your projects and tasks in Asana. There are other tools you could use. For example, Trello is very similar and very popular as well. Though I found the free plan to have less features. But okay, that's already a few years ago that I tried that out. And I also heard good things about Monday. Probably none is perfect and ticks all the boxes, so choose one and stick with it and move on. But you need a tool to manage your projects and tasks. Relying on a simple list in your notebook that you write every morning isn't enough. Too much will fall off the wagon. You need a tool that helps you keep track of everything you have planned, so your brain is free to think about other stuff than your to-do list. I use Asana to manage all my projects and tasks, and I'm in there every day. If it's in Asana, it gets done. It's as simple as that. So if you want to learn more about Asana, I have a blog post where I describe how to get started with it, and I include the link in the show notes. How do I use it to plan my week? Every Sunday evening, I might pour myself a glass of wine, and then I sit down and look at the week ahead. Asana has this calendar view of all my tasks, and I can simply drag and drop them around and move them from day to day. I also have recurring tasks that show up every week, like scheduling my social media posts or sending out my newsletter. I have clients' projects, websites I design for clients. And then there's the weekly podcasting, creating new trainings for my membership, the Blissful Biz Hive, support and Q&A sessions, launches, and all that stuff that you do when you have an online business. First, every task belongs to a project, and I try to divide each project in as many single tasks as needed. For example, for a website design, this could be creating a style guide, setting up WordPress, installing plugins, designing the homepage, and so on. Or in your case, if you organize, for example, a yoga workshop, it could be setting up the landing page, writing social media posts, planning your workshop content, testing Zoom, etc. The great thing in Asana is that you can simply duplicate projects or create a template. So if you do your next workshop, you simply duplicate your template and then you have all the tasks already and just have to set timings and do little changes. So I have all my projects and all my tasks in each project, and each task has a date when I'm going to work on it. Next, I try to have themes for each day of the week. On Monday, I'm always doing more organizational stuff. I schedule all my social media, send out updates for the students of my programs, and do things like my accounting. This fits me because sometimes I'm not up to my best game on a Monday morning, to tell the truth, and doing this kind of routine stuff eases me into my work week. It's comfortable, and things like creating graphics for Instagram are fun as well. On Tuesday and Wednesday, I do all my client calls and podcast interviews. I sometimes can have a lot of meetings on those days, but I also try to work on my clients' projects on those days as well. On Thursday and Friday, I work on my business. I create content. For example, I write scripts for new podcast episodes. I prepare launches. I film new trainings for my courses and memberships and stuff like this. I also try to plan time to work on my business. For example, for learning new things or brainstorming ideas for an upcoming promotion or analyzing results of a launch. The secret here is to put these tasks in your calendar as well. Don't leave it to chance, like analyzing results of a promotion or launch you've done, because then there's a high chance that you will never get around to it because you are already swamped in the next thing. So I wriggle all my tasks that I want to get done in the next week and add them to the day when I want to work on them. This takes experience. When you're just starting out, it will be difficult to know how much you will be able to get done. You don't know yet how long each task will take you. This is fine. Give yourself some grace here and allow yourself to move things around when you have to. Over time, it will get easier and you know how long things will take you. Okay, so now I probably have quite a few tasks for each day of the week. And of course, some of them are more important than others. Some are just routine tasks and some will only take a minute, but I want them on my to-do list so I don't forget about them. And yes, and also because I want to forget about them until I have to do them. But I want to prioritize my to-dos, and I think this is really, really important. What I do, each week I decide on my three main action items that I want to accomplish that week, and I do the same each morning. And those I write down in my paper planner or in my online journal when I'm traveling and don't want to carry a planner with me. I also share them in my membership in the Blissful Beside Facebook group and invite all my members to share their three main action items that they want to accomplish that week. Those are my non-negotiables. Those tasks need to get done. And getting those tasks done will make sure that I'm moving forward with my business. Because I don't put things like answering emails in my non-negotiables, right? Here I select tasks like sending out three pitches to be a podcast guest, or creating a new freebie, or writing emails for my next launch. I don't necessarily do them first thing in the morning, but I try to make sure that I get those done. You know, a lot of productivity coaches say you should have only three tasks for each day. And I think that's great in theory, but in most businesses, you have a lot of small routine tasks as well. And if you don't plan them, they can eat up your time, or worse, they simply don't get done because you're not allowed to put them on your to-do list, which isn't helpful at all. So having more tasks on my to-do list, but still identifying my three main tasks for the day, helps me stay focused and get done what needs to get done. And I feel really good when I tick them off. When I close down my computer for the night and I know that I got those three things done, it's been a successful day. Even if there are other tasks that are still not done, those I just move to the next day or even the next week when I decide they are not as important right now after all, and I won't be able to get them done this week. So here's a pro tip for you. You need to have a relaxed mindset about the whole thing. I want to be productive. I work as hard as I can. But if something takes longer than expected, if emergency items are added to my to-do list that keep me from finishing my entire list, that is okay. That's life. It's okay to move things around and change deadlines where you can. I probably still have too high expectations of what I can get done in 24 hours anyway. So this happens all the time to me, and it probably will to you too. It's all okay. I do what I can. I'm working really hard, but I fully accept the fact that I am human and that I need food, sleep, social activities, and time to recharge. I use my weekends to recharge, and I make sure to have something fun or relaxing things planned. So I have a dinner or drinks on Friday, chill out on Saturday, or see my family on Sunday, for example. I also just got a lot of painting stuff and bought an online course from an Australian painter that I admire. And so I have a new hobby. Hobbies are great to relax. Every productivity coach tells you so, and it's true. So get a hobby. How much do I work in a week? At the moment, it's around 35 hours. This might not sound like a lot or a lot, depends, but this is super productive time, not scrolling through Facebook or Instagram or reading the news. Also, because I'm working alone, took no coffee breaks chatting with a colleague. I use a tool called EverHour, that integrates with Asana. I started using EverHour because I wanted to track the hours I was working on client projects. But after a short trial period, I quickly signed up for the yearly plan and I just extended that. Seriously, it changed my life. Before I used EverHour, I sometimes felt like I was working a lot, but I didn't see results. And I had no idea where time went. With EverHour, I can track the time I'm working on each task. It integrates with Asana, and before I start working on a task, I start the timer. I press a button. And when I'm finished, I stop the timer, and the time I spend is added to my EverHour report. That's already amazing because you can see what you spend your time working on. Super helpful. But I seriously love EverHour because it's forcing me to be mindful and focus on one task at a time. If I wanted to check my Instagram while I'm working on something, I would have to stop the timer and start it again. This makes me more mindful and really helps me focus. And let me tell you, it's not easy. When I'm not careful, I forget to press the button, I switch between tasks, and then my productivity goes downhill. And at the end of the day, I have no idea where the time went. It's been a total game changer. So, those are the tools I recommend to plan your week and be productive as shit. Number one, Asana, the free plan. Sign up at asana.com. Number two, EverHour, to track where you spend your time. EverHour isn't free like Asana, but you can sign up for a 14-day trial, I think. And I recommend doing this just to get a feel where you spend your time if you feel you could be more productive. And number three, a paper planner to write down your weekly and daily action items. And that's it. That's how you plan a productive week. If you want me to support you and get more accountability in your life, join the membership that I have, the Blissful Biz Hive, and you can learn more about it if you go to susannereiker.com/blissfulbizhive. You get a weekly prompt to post your action items. You get a post each Friday asking you if you completed those action items. And of course, you get like a new training, how to build your business every month. We have a Q&A session. You get a social media calendar. There are 20 trainings for you to dive into right away. It's amazing. So definitely check it out. It's susannereiker.com/blissfulbizhive. And that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful. I'll talk to you again next week. Have a great week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz Podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereiker.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time.